Hello and welcome to Boardmasters 2016. My name is Nick Harris.
And I am Niall Johnson, and we will be taking you through this wonderful weekend of music down here on the Cornish coast.
Boardmasters is a music and surf festival that takes place annually in Cornwall since 1981. And it's a medium-sized festival with about 30,000 people, and it's had some big acts to play here over the years. You've had the likes of Bastille, Faithless, Rudimental, Snoop Dogg's played here. You've also got Calvin Harris, Fatboy Slim. And it seems to be getting bigger every single year, but it's not just a music festival, is it, Niall?
It's not. There is plenty of other things going on. There is surfing, BMXing, and skateboarding competitions all going on down at Fistral Beach, which adds a whole other extra dynamic to it, I think, because you can just go and chill on the beach and go and do sports whilst the music's going on, then come back in the evening and enjoy yourself.
Absolutely. I think it's unlike any festival in the country. It just has that extra element being by the beach and with such a beautiful setting, Niall. Can you paint a picture and explain to all our listeners as to what this beautiful view is like?
I can only attempt to do that, as you really do need to see it with your own eyes. But looking out right now over the sea, over the Atlantic Ocean, such lovely stretch of coastline, really, and such a nice view, especially for the bands to play. You can see why they're really attracted to coming here, because they get to see a huge crowd in front of them and then like the wonderful view of the beach and seeing the Cornish coastline.
So we've just pitched our tent and we're ready for the first day of music here at Boardmasters. We've got a lot to look forward to. In my opinion, this is probably the best day of music, but standing out for me, I'm looking forward to seeing Leanne LaHavis. I think she'll be perfect for this environment. Beautiful setting, beautiful weather. I think she'll be absolutely perfect with her soulful tunes. We've also got Wolf Alice this evening, which I'm a massive fan of theirs, and I think it'll be great to close the night on the second stage. Just before them as well, Maximo Park, who a bit of a cult classic band, really, with songs like Apply Some Pressure and Girls Who Play Guitars. I'm very much looking forward to seeing them. I've heard they're a very good live act as well. Niall, who have you picked out?
Also looking forward to seeing Blossoms and Catfish in the Bottom End. I feel they're somewhat similar bands in that they're sort of on a real climb at the moment. For two bands that are really having great years at the minute, but I'm really, really looking forward to seeing them later on today. And also Chase and Status.
Yeah, as you just said, Chase and Status will be closing the main stage tonight in what I'm sure will be explosive fashion. So more updates to come as we get them. There never seems to be a dull moment musically at Boardmasters. There's always something to do, always some sort of music to see. Got various stages here, so just to take you through them, we've got the main stage and then the unleashed stage, which is the second stage down, which is dance tent, and you've got the land of the saints stage. They go on well past midnight, well past the main stage closes, but then on top of that you've got various little stages dotted around the festival, so you can always catch some sort of music. So right now we're sat in front of the BBC introducing stage, where you've got up and coming bands playing, you've got DJ sets right in front of the beach. You've even got a Nando's stage. There really is everything. Niall, what have you made of varieties of music so far?
I think it's great. I think there's a lot of nice stages that are characteristic of being at Boardmasters Festival. You've got one stage called The Point and one called The View. And The View literally is an amazing view over the beach and sea down here in Newquay. I think that the tents are really quite impressive. Like their size is huge, which is a good thing, because it means that once the main stage is over, so many people can pack in to the tents, which is a really, really good thing for atmosphere.
Absolutely. The fun doesn't stop as soon as the main stage stops, that's for sure. But I think there really is something for everyone here. We've come to the end of the first day of the festival. Niall, what stood out for you today?
Well, it's been an absolutely brilliant first day at the festival. We saw a number of really good acts today. We saw Spring King, Blossoms, Catfish and the Bottle Men, Chaser Status, Wolf Alice, amongst a few others. I think the highlight of the day for me was probably Catfish and the Bottle Men playing the spot before the headline spot on the main stage. There was just so much energy throughout the whole show. It was a pretty long set, about 1 hour 15, and they really rocketed through both their albums. really got the crowd going for Chasing Status, and I think that one stood out for me.
It really did. Van McCann came off sweating buckets. He really left everything on the stage there, and a really good showcase for their second album as well. It sounded very good, and it was just a relentless 1 hour and 15 minutes, and then to go from that into Chasing Status, which was just absolute carnage for an hour and a half. There was hardly a dull moment in the set.
It was raucous. MC Rage really had us bouncing.
That's right, and they actually showcased some new material, because they've got a new album coming out soon. They played Control, the song with Slaves, amongst a couple of other fresh songs. They brought a couple of guests out as well. They had George the Poet came out for a song, and Liam Bailey, of course, came out to perform Blind Faith with him. Even then, though, the music didn't stop, because there's music going on well into the night. Wolf Alice played a late night set on the second stage. It was an odd one, because I'm a massive Wolf Alice fan, and it was like they're playing in hyperspeed. They were really cracking through all their songs. Noel, I think that was the first time you've seen them. What did you make of it?
That was the first time, yes. I really enjoyed them. I thought the lead vocalist, Ellie Rousel, I absolutely loved her vocals.
Earlier in the day, we also saw Blossoms, who were celebrating their debut album going straight to number one, which is fantastic. They announced that on stage. They looked and sounded very good. Charlemagne really got the crowd going.
They did. They were dead made up, to quote them directly. Looking a very polished band for such a new act, and very much at ease on such a big stage here at Ballmasters.
Absolutely. Now that is our review of the day. Let's hope tomorrow is just as good. It's been a wet start to this Saturday. Woke up to horrible rain, but nonetheless, hopefully the weather will clear up as soon as the act starts. What have we got to look forward to today, Noel?
We've got a couple of bands up on the main stage early on, Slows and Louis Berry, who we're going to be interviewing later on, which is pretty exciting. Also, Eliza and the Bear are playing the main stage, Michael Kiwanuka, Kaiser Chiefs, who are always very, very good live. deadmau5 is headlining on the main stage this evening. We've also got Example.
So we have ventured away from the main festival site, away from the music, away from the camping, into Newquay to check out the beach side of the festival, because Boardmasters also sat on the beach with a surfing competition. We've come here to Fistral Bay, and it is quite frankly beautiful. Noel, what do you think?
Yeah, it's lovely, Fistral Bay. Such a wide beach, lovely sunset setting in the distance. Just a really chilled place, music in the background. There's a surf competition here earlier. Which sounded interesting, to say the least.
And we've had some fish and chips. Life really couldn't be any better.
Yeah, it's all quite unique for a festival experience, I suppose. Just to be able to leave, head down to the beach, and like leave the sort of enclosed space and just chill, really. More like a holiday than anything else.
About a 10-15 minute drive away from the main festival site, and it's well worth the visit, because just to get away from the hustle and bustle of the main festival, it's quite nice just to relax for an hour or two.
I think it reminds you of where you are as well. Like, sometimes when you go to a festival, you could really be anywhere in the world. But what we found, even from being at the festival, some of the views over the Cornish coast are absolutely lovely. I think that's probably what separates Boardmasters from a lot of festivals.
This just offers something else that I don't think any other festival in the country really does offer. While the music at the main site starts on Friday, there's been beach sessions down at Fistral, including a beach session by the likes of Sunset Sons that happened on Thursday night. You have Tom Curran and Hein Cooper playing on the Wednesday. So there's a lot to do, and it sounds like a really nice idea. We didn't catch them ourselves, but it sounds like a really nice idea to have an acoustic set down on the beach.
Sounds like an awesome idea before a festival starts to give the bands a bit of time to relax, get to know the festival a bit more in a more chilled environment. It allows people to go down and watch. It means that you're not stuck up at the festival. It means the festival's in more than one place, which I think is really important with this sort of thing. Like, there's a range of activities going on around.
Absolutely, and it gives people an incentive to actually go and check out Newquay, go and check out Fistral Beats, and see what the festival has to offer.
And I'm now joined by Dan, who is at the festival. How are you enjoying it so far, Dan?
Yeah, it's really good. It's a really good atmosphere. Really great place.
Awesome. Which acts have you enjoyed so far this weekend?
I really like Chasing Status. They were good. For surprise act, I really like Tiggs to offer. He was the first one we saw. He was really surprising because it wasn't a big crowd, but he really got it going.
This is your first time at the festival. What have you enjoyed about it so far? What do you think separates it from other festivals?
I think the setting is probably the thing that stands out for me, because it's the way you're looking over the beach. watching the sea. So like a couple of times you sort of watching an act and you see the sunset and stuff like that. So it's really cool. Then you just go chill by the beach during the day, which is always good to cure the hangover. I've never
been afraid of the highest heights. Hello, this is Nick and Niall representing the SRA at Boardmasters, and we're here with Spring King. Hello.
Hello.
You said about going to the beach later and enjoying yourselves. Do you like this festival because of the unique experience that it offers like that? Does it stand out from other festivals for that reason?
I think, like, you know, just the actual view alone makes this festival, in a way, it's quite different. You know, like, there's not a lot of festivals that integrate sport and music, you know, in the same way. For us, like, Boardmasters brings, like, a lot of different people together in a different way to other festivals, you know. But, yeah, just the view alone of this place, like, the cliffs are amazing and beautiful. It's just a beautiful place.
Delighted to be joined by Sunset Sons. Hello.
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 So you guys played a sold-out beach sessions yesterday. How are you enjoying the festival so far?
It's great. It's really good. It's a really good vibe. It's really busy.
Down the front, going absolutely.
People on each other's shoulders and all that. It's great. You kiss me.
We've just seen Example absolutely kill it on the Land of the Saints stage. It really took me back to around 2010, 2011. It was a real blast from the past, that, and I really enjoyed it. He had a massive crowd, and that was actually one of my standouts of the weekend. He really got the crowd going, didn't he?
He's a real showman. He is. He's doing a set with DJ Wire, and DJ Wire built him up for about 20 minutes on the stage. It was quite unbelievable anticipation when he finally came on, playing little snippets from his back catalogue. And eventually he came on, and yeah, he lived up to the hype. He was excellent.
We also saw Deadmau5 on the main stage. It was quite a show, actually. I mean, hidden beneath his giant mouse head, he was working away behind his DJ decks, and it was quite the light show. It was quite spectacular, I think.
Leading on from Chasing Status the day before.
Just before him, the Kaiser Chiefs were absolutely brilliant. They're probably my highlight for the day. You can always count on the Kaiser Chiefs to entertain. As Ricky Wilson said, he is quite the showman. You've got to give him that.
Tell you what, yeah, Deadmau5 would have been very, very grateful to the Kaiser Chiefs for getting the crowd going, because for an hour and 15, they were brilliant, playing so many songs from their back catalogue. A few new songs. It sounded quite exciting anyway to hear some new stuff, a bit different from the older stuff. But then when they can bring out songs like Angry Mob, Ruby, everything is average now. Like, it's, you can't beat it, really.
And another one to pick out, I'd say, is Michael Kiwanuka. He had a beautiful performance. He came out at the peak of the weather for the day, and he showcased his new album, Love and Hate, which has just been Mercury Prize nominated. Niall, you were really impressed by Michael Kiwanuka.
I was. It was a really, really chilled set, but I just felt, lyrically, it was really, really impressive. I think the lyrics really resonated, they're quite powerful. And his songs, like the real blockbuster songs, some of them, they're really, really long, but the instrumentals are very, very clever.
That's all from us today. It may be the last day here at Boardmasters, but there's no time for last day festival blues, as Sunset Sons opened the day at 11 o'clock on the main stage with a secret set, and they did it in raucous fashion. I think it woke the entire festival up. Niall, what did you make of it?
They got loads of people out of bed. There was a decent crowd for 11 o'clock, and I just thought they were the perfect way to start the day. The front man is very charismatic. He jumped into the crowd right at the end. Went right in, really. Gave the microphone to the fans. Thought he was a real showman. I thought they were a really, really good band to start the day.
That's only just the start of the day. We've got lots to look forward to. Niall, what are your picks for the day?
I'm very, very excited about the Bulletproof Bomb, who will be playing on the Land of Saints stage. I think they'll do very, very well in a tent environment. And closing the day, I think James Bay, he's an interesting choice as a headliner, especially compared to the likes of Chasing Status, Deadmau5. It's a bit, very different vibe.
Yeah, it's a very different vibe, James Bay, closing the festival. But I think it will relax people. I think it will be a nice way to finish, definitely. Also, my pick, Soul to Soul, just to hear Back to Life, that 90s banger, will be stuff of dreams. And you've also got Primal Scream, the 90s Britpop rocker. Mike Skinner as well on the Unleashed stage doing some sort of DJ set, which will be interesting. And then headlining the three main stages across the evening, you've got James Bay, and then straight after him, you got a choice between Sigma on the Unleashed dance stage and Mystery Jets on the Land of the Saints stage. So it should be a very interesting final day here at Boardmasters. Updates to come. She'll come again.
and I'm now joined by Matt, who's at the festival. Hey Matt, you've been to the festival before. How many times have you been?
I've been the last 3 years.
3 years, that's quite a bit of dedication to come all the way down here to Cornwall. What's kept bringing you back?
It's just the acts, they're high calibre. I mean, the whole vibe here is quite nice, the weather's always great. You head down to the beach during the day, plus there's loads of new sort of acts every year, and more artists to put on my iPod, really, new talent.
Sure, and what have been your highlights so far musically?
I think Dusky as well, just the sort of vibes that he's bringing out. It's quite good, that's the good thing about this, you've got such a mix, you can kind of enjoy everything here. It's quite good.
How many of the stages have you managed to get to?
So on the first day we kind of made an effort. It's quite nice just to check everything out really, because there's no point kind of wasting the opportunity to try and find some new bands that might actually be really cool.
Sure, and you caught the Bulletproof Bomb earlier, they're a band that went to your school. Was it cool seeing people you know up on stage?
It's crazy. You don't think about it, because I remember seeing them back at school and they're playing little venues back at home. You don't really think that a major festival such as Boardmasters, they could be playing such a thing. And it's quite incredible to see them out there, quite proud of them.
Definitely. And what are your picks going forward for this evening? Who are you most looking forward to on Sunday?
Mystery Jets, really. Haven't seen them before. And I like their music, and it'd be something new. That'd be good.
Anyway, have a good rest of your festival. And I'm now joined by Billy. How are you enjoying it so far?
Pretty good, thank you.
Awesome. What have been the favourite acts that you've seen so far your time at the festival?
I really like Coasts. They were top draw. We fell in love. Blossoms were really good as well, actually.
What about the headliners? You saw Chasing Status. What were they like on Friday?
They were very good. Put a great show. I like the little video effects and all that stuff.
Yeah, I loved it.
Yeah, no, that was really cool. I thought it added to the performance quite a bit. You've been to this festival once before. What sort of brought you back?
It's just a good vibe, isn't it? It's, you know, very chilled out, relaxed. Good bands during the day, just sit to and watch and enjoy. And then obviously, very picturesque setting as well, you know. The sea, sun.
What have you been doing outside of watching the music? Have you headed down to the beach? Have you tried any of the sports that are on offer?
Yeah, we went out to Fisherall one of the days. Newquay as well. Nice little town. Watergate Bay as well. Just sort of chilled around.
Which acts are you looking forward to for the rest of the festival?
Looking forward to MNEK, I think he'll be good quality, and James Bay, Mr. Jets as well.
And you'll be staying after the festival is finished for an extra day. What will you be doing on those days?
Just enjoying the beach. Don't really get it in London, do you?
You don't, I think that's what separates it from other festivals. Well, thank you very much for joining us, Billy, and have a good rest of your festival.
Food is obviously a vital part of any festival weekend, and you've got all your usual eateries here. You've got your Chinese, your Indian, your Mexicans, the burger joint, you've got all that sort of thing. But here at Boardmasters, there's more than just that sort of thing. You've got traditional Cornish food.
It wouldn't be a weekend at a Cornish festival without an institution called the Keg and Pasty, where you can just get beer and pasties, basically. We've got a few other local Cornish places, a Cornish market where you can get local food, Nando's. Yeah, they have a Nando's here. The Nando's revolution has fully taken hold of the whole country. And not only is it a Nando's, it is also a stage. There is a DJ set above Nando's. So I'm sure for a lot of people, that's their two favourite things rolled into one.
Very cheeky indeed. Delighted to be joined by Louis Berry. Hello.
Hello, lads. How are you?
Slows, hello.
Hello.
With Protégé, hello.
Yeah, what's going on?
Do you think growing up in Liverpool with the music scene there, do you think that gave you that confidence and that level of ambition?
I'm hoping to shape that history of Liverpool, you know what I mean, as opposed to being shaped by it. Yeah, I visualise it in my head, you know, seeing myself being there, and you know, if I would have told people when I started I'd be playing the main stage, they'd have laughed at me, but I seen it in my head, and now I'm here, so I think I'm going to back that up. I know I'm going to back that up, and we'll see how it goes, yeah.
You played the main stage earlier today, how was it for you guys?
Oh, it was lovely, really, really good. We were a bit worried when we first came on, the clouds were heavily upon us, and they seemed to part when we came on, so it was great. One of those sort of cliche festival moments, yeah, but it's good, really, really nice.
Mainstream reggae usually centres around Bob Marley in the 1970s, that sort of people. I was wondering what you hope to do for the genre and how you hope to influence. Do you want to make it more current?
Well, just by doing what I'm doing now, like making music of my generation, not trying to sound like Bob Marley or the 80s or 70s music, and taking influences from it, but repackaging it for a modern day youth. And I think we're doing that. We make it cool, we make it hip, but still potent. Sooner or later, the lines of the genre will be blurred, and you'll just realize it's just music by a Jamaican artist, but it's wide. You know?
Bob Masters, thank you so much.
And we are now joined by the Magic Numbers. Hello.
Hey, hey. All right.
Mystery Jets, hello.
Hello.
How have you enjoyed it so far? It's quite unique as a festival.
Great location for a festival, I think. I think you've kicked it out of the water here.
Yeah, can't really get better than that. Especially when you're on stage, you know, you see a beach just in the distance. So, great, give it to me.
What made you want to come back to the festival?
They asked us back, and we said, oh, hell yeah. It was a lot of fun. We all like to get in the surfing every now and then as well, so two birds, one stone.
Run us through some of the dates that you're doing, where we can catch you in September.
Yeah, I've got absolutely no idea.
I believe you're playing in Leamington Spa, which is our local place, but yeah.
We're playing Hull, Adelphi, playing Leeds. I don't remember the name of the place, but it's somewhere on the 23rd of September. I could be massively wrong with that. All the information's on the website. Not here.
A different life. We rub our backs into the sky.
James Bay has just closed the main stage for the weekend, and I must say, I was pleasantly surprised. I was a bit sceptical as to James Bay's credentials for headlining Bob Masters, but he proved me wrong and he was fantastic. And what a way to finish the festival than with his absolute classic song, Hold Back the River.
Certainly, what a showman. I think he exceeded a lot of people's expectations, although he may not have enough material to warrant a headline slot at all festivals. I thought that he did a very, very good job.
And he also snuck in a cover of Proud Mary by Creedence Clearwater Revival, which was a nice touch.
Yeah, no, I thought that was very, very clever. And it just outlined his skill as a musician. He was a very, very excellent guitarist and very, very confident being out there on stage on his own.
Absolutely. But other than that, we've had a very good day. We obviously had Primal Scream before that, who really brought a great party to this Sunday night. And before that, Soul to Soul, who were, I thought, fantastic. All 12 of them on stage, they really brought the nostalgia to Bob Masters.
I thought they really were a bit of a throwback act.
Earlier in the day, I was impressed also by White Denim, really rocked out on that main stage, and Vant as well, the up-and-coming alternative rock band. They're certainly one to watch out for.
We managed to catch Soak, who was very, very good, sort of atmospheric act, lovely vocals. It was really nice to catch her. We saw the Mystery Jets closing the Lands of Saints stage. Obviously, Seasoned Pros, good to hear some of their new album.
So that brings us up to date. That brings the festival to a close. So, Noel, what has been your highlight of the weekend?
There's been a lot of highlights for me. I think the Chasing Status headline act on the Friday night was a real highlight for me. That was literally a real crowd pleaser, everyone jumping up and down. Probably the best atmosphere we saw all weekend. I enjoyed Example Saturday night. Obviously, buoyed by Craig David being cancelled, the crowd there was a huge one in the tent.
Yeah, I'd be lying if I said I didn't enjoy Example and Capturing the Bottlemen on the Friday as well. I thought really, really put on a good show. You've got to give a mention to the festival itself, the setting. That's got to be one of my highlights, if a little bit cliche, because it was absolutely stunning, the scenery. I mean, to put yourself in the artist's shoes, to be playing on that main stage and to be able to look over onto the Atlantic Sea, across the Cornish coast, is absolutely beautiful, which is evident from speaking to the artists themselves, because each of them said that they love Bob Masters because of the setting, because of the beautiful view. Bob Masters really is a gem on the Cornish coast. And that brings us to the end of our coverage of Bob Masters 2016. So thank you very much for joining me, Noel.
Thank you very much. Thank you to the SRA for giving us the opportunity to go along.
Thank you very much for listening. Until next year and Bob Masters 2017.